Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
This is Paul Heinauer, president of GlassPro. If you have any automotive experience and changed too many tires or done one too many oil changes, GlassPro has exciting long-term career options with generous pay and full benefits. Right now, we're hiring experienced auto glass technicians and mechanically inclined trainees, and we'll even pay you while you train. Apply online today at glasspro.net. That's glasspro.net.
It's your choice, GlassPro.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCB 105.5, The Roar. Did you feel ignored there, Ramona, for a moment? I was talking to Ben Milstead, who poked his head in here, having a conversation about all the same type of things. Yeah, we went to break, and Craig, I'll get to you in a minute. We went to break with me responding to a tweet from Lion. Lion was responding to one from Jobo. Jobo had said, basically, well, if Tua Tagovailoa played for... In fact, that's for Blue Buffalo. So if Tua played like a team like TCU, Oregon,
Ohio State or Oregon, he put up insane numbers. And Lyon said, well, I don't know. He only played one half football against a team that had zero film and no preparation for him. Maybe he'll be awesome. Maybe he won't. No, he's awesome. Let me tell you, Lyon. If you listen to the show, I would think you have some idea, you know, I have some idea what talent looks like. He's incredible. One of the most gifted young quarterbacks I've ever seen. He has it all. There's nothing he can't do. Nothing. Throws with great arm strength, great accuracy, has insane mobility. There's absolutely nothing he can't do. He's just, he's a freak. He's an absolute freak. And the only guy who can say, it's like the, you know, the Jordan Dean Smith thing. The only guy who can stop him is Saban. I mean, and Saban might stop him. Nobody else could stop him, but Saban may. Because he's just not a fit there. I'm telling you, I have seen lots of interesting quarterback situations throughout time in college football. I think Clemson's was absolutely one of the most interesting I've ever seen, and that included when Hunter Johnson was in the room, and now he's gone, but it's still the case. I mean, Clemson's quarterback situation, obviously the subject of endless conversation, and we're going to get into some of it here, but as interesting as the Clemson quarterback situation is, in a way, the Alabama situation is even more interesting because there's the potential that a head coach is so set in his ways that he's going to leave the guy who saved his bacon in the national championship game due to his insane talent, that he's going to leave him sitting while he plays a guy who can't play a lick, who's a strong safety. Just because to Saban's way of thinking, he wants to control and manage every element of the game. And Tua to him represents the unknown, the wild card, the stallion that he can't rein in. And so it doesn't work for him. It's not how he wants to play or how he wants to win. Again, even as Tua Tagovailoa was rallying Alabama late in that game, there were moments that Saban was just going insane on the sideline watching him. That's not what Saban wants. But Saban's way was going to lose 30-0 in the national championship game before he reached for his lifeline, which is what it was. But no, Lyon, make no mistake about it. Both Clemson and Georgia had prepared for the possibility that Tua Tagovailoa was going to be a quarterback. Now, there wasn't a lot of film on them. That's true. But both those teams prepared for it because I knew Clemson week that, and we talked about it. I talked about it well in advance because I had heard that that Tua Tagovailoa was taking half the snaps. So I knew that there was a chance, a legitimate chance that he was going to see the field against Clemson. And had Clemson jumped up to a 13-0 lead, he would have played. He would have played. There's no question. So they were prepared for it. And I don't care who's prepared for it. He's just incredible. He has all sorts of ability. All sorts of ability. There's really nothing he can't do. Now, can his wild card nature at times lead him to make a mistake or two? Maybe. But on a football field, there's nothing you can't do. There's nothing he can't do. I mean, he doesn't have a skill set weakness. He can throw the vertical ball. He can put air under it. He can hang it out there. I watched him do that in the spring game last year. He let receivers run under it. Jalen Hurts is throwing line drives down the field. He can throw with touch, timing, accuracy, has arm strength, has mobility, and has all these intangibles. Think about this for 1 second. Think about the insanity, the absolute abject insanity of a kid who's a freshman who hasn't played really all year except for garbage, who is who the head coach of Alabama comes to at halftime of the national championship game and says, kid, yeah, we're trailing 13-0. Yeah, we haven't done a thing all game. Yeah, you haven't played all year. But how about going in and winning us the national championship game? Think about the absurdity of the situation he was put into. I mean, most kids his age would have just crumbled, absolutely melted. Not that kid. In a real sense, that's the most incredible performance I've ever seen by a freshman in a big spot, ever, in the history of college football. That's who he is. He's not fazed by things. He has all those intangibles, the leadership intangibles that people talked about with Jalen Hurts, but he has one more thing that Hurts never has and never will have. Talent. Texas says, Navy's moving a talented quarterback, Zach Abbey, to wide receiver to make room for an even more talented quarterback, Perry. Why can't Saban do that with Hurts? I'll tell you why, because he's concerned about the depth and the possibility, because there's only one more question. By the way, no, Texas says, it was like watching Superman busting out of a telephone booth. It was, regarding Tua's performance in the national championship game. But, you know, going back to the other issue is, the one question about Tua, and this is legitimate, is can he still stay healthy over a whole season? I mean, he already banged his thumb up this spring. That's legitimate. And by the way, that's a reason that Saban has to keep Jalen Hurts on the hook. He has to keep him on the hook for that very concern. You know, Texter asks, whatever happened to Shaq Smith, the five-star linebacker for Clemson? I haven't heard anything about him in a while. That's from Nathan in Greenville. You know, Nathan, I'm glad you asked that question because I'm going to get to him later as part of this conversation about Diablo's golf outing, which we're going to get back into. But let me get to Craig on the Northland Communication phone lines. Craig, how are you?
How you doing, Walter?
What's going on, Craig?
Okay. Ramona, don't start the clock. I told her I'd be nice. I won't say anything mean this time. I'm actually calling you about your scouting.
Uh-huh.
This kid that we picked up from Mississippi State who set out last year, Brian, this safety, is he training camp fodder or has he got a chance? Because Bowles does a lot of three safety looks, and we need another athletic safety back.
Yeah, I think he has a chance. I mean, you know, you have to remember, you know, the NFL is a short roster. You know, you're talking 53 guys. So, you know, people don't realize the NFL teams only carry 8 offensive linemen. You know, you want to, college is a great luxury. You know, you get injured guys, well, you still have more guys. You don't have that luxury at the pro level.
Yeah, because we need another athletic safety. Because, as you know, when 87 gets down in the red zone, we got to double them.
Yeah.
That's what we need him for. That's what I'm calling for. Hey, I know I emailed you that website, Athletic. Take a look at it because I might have an interest in that company, okay?
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, Craig. Thank you. Before we get going, let me tell you about First Class HALT. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. Listen, it's all they do. They know these vehicles inside and out. It's First Class HALT. 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. That's the Anderson number. They've been in the Greenville market for over 7 years. Go to Google. Go read their reviews. They're all 5 stars. People swear up and down about their experience with First Class HALT. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you haven't yet made an appointment with my friends at First Class HALT, you're doing yourself a great disservice. Don't. And then there's this. Every Wednesday, which is today, by the way, and it's every Wednesday, so call and set up your appointment. You can get the Walt Wheel Deal with Walt at HALT. That's right. That's an extra Walt. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at HALT. That's right. First Class HALT, partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal get a brake inspection, balancing of tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. This is the Anderson location. Take advantage of that. Be one of the 8 people to make your appointment. It's only 8 every week. It's a limited opportunity. It's every Wednesday. Just call the Anderson location. It's 864-260-9600. Tell them you want the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. Take advantage of that. You will thank me later. You want to get in, 654-7627. You can get him. All right. I want to get back to some of the conversation from Dabo Swinney's golf outing and what I heard, how I interpret it, and additional questions that I might have had. You know, Todd Bates, the defensive tackle coach, and Todd's an interesting guy, a little bit of a Renaissance man, dabbles in poetry. I thought the one thing that was interesting, and we all saw this, but people didn't really talk about it much, but Todd admitted that Dexter Lawrence didn't play at 100% last year, and I think it's important to have Dexter Lawrence at 100% this year, and I hope that's the case. I guess that remains to be seen. I mean, I think there's an assumption that'll be true. We'll see if that is true. Numerous staff members talked about Albert Huggins. I think it was Dabo Swinney who said that Huggins is one of the strongest players on the team. That's evident. I think that Albert Huggins is a terrific option and another great player, and a guy who's going to play in the NFL, whether he's a starter at Clemson or not. Jace is glad you're back. Why is it that I keep hearing even that Saban is a genius for deciding to play 2? Oh, he says even on the station. The Saban is a genius for deciding to play 2 in the second half. I don't know, Jay, because he's not. I mean, you know it. I know it. Saban was the last holdout. I mean, his offensive coordinator all year tried to get him to play Tua Tagovailoa over Hurts. I don't know why he gets credit for being a genius. It wasn't a genius play. I mean, a genius play would have been to start him in that game and shock everybody. Saban's play was a desperation play. He had no other choice. I mean, everyone watching that game, Tua, Jalen Hurts had 20 yards passing at the half. Alabama couldn't move the ball at all. The defense was just going to fatigue, and Georgia was going to blow them out in the second half. I mean, it was the difference between playing a national championship game that ended 30-0 in Georgia's favor or one that wound up with Alabama winning. And so, yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that, Jay, but you know better than that. And, I mean, I know you know that Saban doesn't deserve that credit, but somehow to the simple-minded national media people, that was the response. It was that, look at Saban's genius move. You know, how courageous. There's nothing courageous about it. You're losing 13-0 on your way to losing 30-0. There was no element of any of that was courageous. So, but that's how it was portrayed. There's no question about it. It was a desperation move by a guy in a desperate circumstance. You know, think about it. Think about the alternative, all right? Had Saban not made that play, he would now be a guy who had lost 2 consecutive national championship games, and he would have gone from losing a close game to Clemson to getting blown out by Georgia and blown out by an ex-assistant of his. Think about the world view of Saban, even the Alabama view of Saban, had that happened. Had Saban stayed that course and lost that game 30-0 or whatever it was going to be, it was going to be something like that. Think about the view of Saban today. People be talking all sorts of noise about him, saying he suddenly can't win a big game. Alabama people be getting anxious. He'd have lost a second national championship game to 2 teams in his area. You know, recruiting might have taken a hit. Certainly his image would have taken a drastic hit. A drastic hit. And again, I think it would have been made worse by losing to a new assistant. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to talk about what Tony Elliott had to say. We'll do that when we return. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Crude LED. Is there a business out there who doesn't like to save a little power where they can? At Crude LED, they've partnered with Duke Power to do just that. It's simple. All you do is take your Duke business or your Duke Power bill to Crude LED, and they'll figure out what your business needs. And get this, they'll rebate your purchase up front, whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixer, 6-inch down lights. Crude LED will pass on the Duke Power rebate up front to you with a simple verification of your Duke business power bill. By the way, Crude's open to everybody. Individual homeowners, anyone, businesses, you want to improve the quality of your lighting. You know, I hate to use the cliche night and day, but it is. I mean, the power of the Crude LED lighting is astonishing. You know, think about this. You know, I know people don't often think about this, but if you're in business, the importance of your sign, it's the first thing that people find out about you. And many times it's whether a customer chooses to stop in your location or not. In other words, if your street sign is mired in the shadows of a busy thoroughfare because the lighting isn't great, it doesn't stand out, who's stopping there? But if your sign is the brightest bulb, then your business stands out. After that, the rest is up to you. But if you're a contractor, an electrician, and you're putting in parking lots or industrial complexes, you have to have Crude on your side. The quality of the lighting is so much better. It's eminently affordable. Your end game product is going to be not just more affordable and save money, but the lighting is going to be so much better. For example, the LED high bay fixture after the Duke upfront power rebate is just $69. The parking lot light fixtures after the rebate, just $59. Crude LED, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right next to J. Peters, exit 19B, 864-401-8506, 864-401-8506. Quick break. Wall tip to the road rage. I'll be right back.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Ice cream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Come on now, give me some sugar. Give me some sugar, little honey.
Walt up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, and amongst other things, we're talking about Dabo Swinney's golf outing and some of the interviews that were conducted by Brad Sinkiff and Kwok and Kelly. And he had some questions that we might have asked as well. You know, I think one thing that's interesting is that Dabo Swinney was asked about the offense and distinctions in the offense with different quarterbacks. And Dabo Swinney said, the offense is the offense. And that is sort of the company line. However, Tony Elliott said this. He said, there are tweaks based on the skill set of the quarterback. And look, that's what I've always said here. Every coach who runs any derivation of this offense in America, every head coach always says the same thing. When there's a quarterback change, the offense, but it never is. And the reason it isn't is that the offense is built on the skill set of the quarterback, or at least it used to be. And even that may have evolved a little bit because there's a little talk about game management out of Brandon Streeter. And I'll get to that later. So there were, I hate this word because I don't really believe in it, but there were nuances, subtle distinctions in what was said from Dabo Swinney to Tony Elliott to Brandon Streeter regarding this issue. But I think Coach Elliott summed it up when he said that, you know, the offense is the offense, but there are tweaks based on the skill set of the quarterback. And again, that's rather obvious. And I want to get to one of those tweaks regarding Kelly Bryant a year ago and what might be different this year. We'll get to that. He was also asked, Coach Elliott was, about a plan for more passing or a plan for more running and how they make that call. And Coach Elliott said there are no pre-planned numbers. He doesn't have pre-planned numbers in terms of what Clemson needs to be. Obviously, they want balance in their offense. They strive to be balanced. But he's basically said that the game and the opponent will dictate their style of play. That if opponent, I mean, this is just basic, fundamental, elementary football, that if a an opponent overreacts to one area or the other, that you want to be able to make them pay with the opposite. In other words, you know, if you're creeping your safeties up into the box, then Clemson wants to be able to throw the ball over your head. You know, if you're staying back and you're running a nickel as your base, then Clemson wants to be able to line up and run the ball at you. And so many teams are running nickel as base now, and we're even seeing dime as base in some circumstances. So, you know, I think that Coach Elliott was clear in that regard. Coach Elliott also said this regarding Travis Etienne. And I'm bouncing around a little bit in terms of what he said. I just took notes as the interview went on. He said, quote, because he was asked, I think, by Kelly, or maybe it was Brad, whether he had any inkling, or it could have been Kwok.
Just name them all.
I don't want to leave anybody out in the event it was the one I left out. But regardless, he was asked whether there was any inkling about Etienne's explosiveness last year in fall camp. And I think there were obviously some sort of rampant rumors back then. This is what Coach Elliott's response was. It was, I never had a guy with so many big plays on our fall practice field as Etienne. That was a quote. He said, I never had a guy with so many big plays on our fall practice field as Etienne last year. And, you know, and that's what the rumor was about Etienne at the time. Now, Dabo Swinney, in bouncing back and forth here, Dabo Swinney discussed the nature of his running back room and said that he thinks he has the best backfield in America. Now, I don't know about the best backfield in America. I think there's more to prove there. I think Etienne's the most explosive runner east of the Mississippi. And I think clearly Feaster and Choice are talented and versatile guys who are a part of that room and have been rewarded for their abilities, and they're still going to be a factor. I mean, you know, I think that it's still clear that Clemson's going to go a little bit backfield by committee. But on that issue, I'm going to stick with what I've said. And that is that, in my mind, every time you do not give the ball to Etienne, every time you hand it to another back, I think you do the defense a little bit of a favor. And I have great respect for Feaster. I think Feaster is the clear two and Choice is the clear three. And at one point, again, Choice was the guy who beat out Gallman prior to his injury. He's come all the way back, and he's a tough runner. He'll get you tough yards. And he can be a tough red zone runner as well. Feaster obviously has home run capability. We saw that on several occasions last year. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He caught the ball out of the backfield in high school. But just to be clear, there's no place on earth where people are equal. All right? There isn't. There's always someone who's more talented, who's better at a particular job. You can have a team. You can say, well, we're all part of a team. Well, guess what? Teams have stars. Teams have best players. And you can kid yourself all you want about the second or the third guy being as good as the first guy. It's not true. It's not true. Teams have, even within the concept of team, there's a best player. There's somebody who's the best at what they do on every team. It's not equal. Don't fool yourself. And not in any job. Not in any job. You can still work within a team framework, but there's a one, there's a two, there's a three, there's a four. The one is Etienne. The two is Feaster, and the three is Choice. That's just the way it is. Etienne is a threat to go the distance every single time he touches it. And if he touches it 15 times in a game, I'm convinced there's going to be at least one 50-yard play. Again, he is the most explosive running back east of the Mississippi River. Only Bryce Love is more explosive in the nation. And that may not last. So, and again, you go back to Coach Elliott's comments, quote, I never had a guy with so many big runs on our fall practice field as Etienne. Against our defense, is what he was saying. Well, guess why that is? You know why that is? Shh, I'll tell you a little secret. I'll tell you a little secret about why that is. He's better. He's better than everybody else. He's the one. He's the one. Clearly the one. And look, he needs to do more. He needs to improve in certain areas, which he will, because he's a tough kid. All these backs need to improve in pass protection, and he will. There's no physical reason why he wouldn't, because there's a toughness about Etienne that his youthful appearance belies, but there just is. He's the guy. He's the guy, and he needs the most work. That doesn't mean you can't keep Feaster and Choice involved. You can. But on an average game, you know, if there are, let's say there are, for your backs alone, not taking into account quarterback runs, for your backs alone, say there are 25 carries to be had by your running backs. Maybe more than that. Depends on how often the quarterback runs. If Kelly Bryant's the quarterback, then maybe there are 25 carries to be had by your running backs. Then I would hope that Etienne gets 15 of them, that Feaster gets 6 or 7, and that Choice gets 3. That type of thing. That's the kind of break I'd be looking for. It's the kind of break I would expect. And I think you're going to see. I think that, again, we can talk about backfield by committee. We can talk about all that. You can talk about team concept and keeping everybody involved. And there's a reason for that. All those are good things. All those are good things. But at the end of the day, it's about talent. And every time Etienne touches the ball, the whole house takes sort of a deep breath. It's like, you know, every time he touches it, he's a threat. Every time he touches it. And that's why, again, I think you do the defense a favor when, if he's still fresh enough to carry the ball, you don't give it to him. Because I just think he's that good. And I think you're going to see that play out over the course of this season. Looper's up first when we get back. Let me tell you about the Elkmont Trading Company. We'll get back to what Coach Elliott had to say. The Elkmont Trading Company is a special place. I mean, it's special from the top down. I mean, first of all, the building is special. Actually, the owners are special. Lee and his wife, Amy, great people. Lee and his brother built the building using reclaimed wood from the area. It's a rustic, incredible building. Even smells good. Elkmont has everything for the outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, the outdoors enthusiast. Whether you're a casual weekend hiker or a serious whitewater kayaker or fly fisherman, Elkmont has you covered with everything you could possibly think of. They also have the Ladies Boutique, which is wildly popular, and the incredibly popular food bar where you can get a London broil sandwich for $9.95. And on Monday night, they have a barbecue special, which is just insanely good for $9.95, which includes a pint of locally brewed craft beer. This is Elkmont, and you can go there for lunch any day as well. But if you are into kayaking and you want to get back into it, you're looking to get some guidance, you don't want to go to a big box store where you can't, there's nobody with any expertise who can help you. Lee has been involved in the sport, the game of kayaking, for decades, knows it inside and out. He's the perfect guy to outfit you for all of your kayaking needs. He'll find exactly the right fit for you. So do yourself a favor, get to Elkmont Trading Company, ask for Lee, tell him you're interested in kayaking, and that Walt sent you. Quick break, Walt Tiptula Road Rage. I'll be back.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
Calling all manufacturer plants. Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay light fixtures, parking pole light, or 6-inch down lights, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you on verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson's 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month. We're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy it from Ed Murdoch's, you probably paid too much.
Any day is a great day for ice cream. Make today the best day ever with a delicious pint of Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, made with wholesome ingredients, fresh from farms all over South Carolina. It's not no-fat, low-fat, dairy-free, or organic. It's nostalgic ice cream like Grandma made when every kid took a turn at the churn. Try some today in four southern flavors: peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream. To find a retailer near you, visit clemsonsbest.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm waving Ramona down with the music down. She's waiting for that, highlight there. Couple things. Texas says, I haven't really seen anything from Feaster that tells me he's better than Choice. Well, look, I like Choice. I've always liked Choice. I especially like Choice pre-entry. What Feaster has that Choice doesn't is another gear. You know, you're not going to see a lot of 40 or 50 yard runs from Choice. He's going to be a power runner essentially at this point in his career. Texas says, this is Adrian. He says two things. Etienne, if given the chance, will break Gallman's single season record. That's Adrian. He also says, you make that statement about Etienne, but don't see that Lawrence is the best quarterback on the team. He's not. He's the best talent on the team. That's the distinction that you don't understand, Adrian. Eric says, just like with South Carolina, every time you took the ball away from Lattimore to give it to Brandon Wilds, there's something to that. Wilds was actually sort of a poor man's Lattimore. Ran in a similar fashion. It was a similar body type, just not quite as good. Also, Texter said, where'd it go? Texter asks, this is not what I was looking for, but it says, do you think there's any kind of legitimate strategy in not giving Etienne the ball for the very reason that he could score too quickly? No, I don't think so. I mean, the truth be told, coaches want to score as quickly as possible. I mean, coaches love explosive plays. I mean, everyone would love to be able to grind out the clock, but coaches love big plays. Big play scores kill people, so I think there's a lot about that. Walt, Paul says that shack outside LaGrange, you know. Yeah, I do know. I picked it out. Texas says, I was glad to hear Elliot talk about stretching the field, but I'm curious who will be over the middle. My weakness of team is receiving. While talented, no one proven. Am I wrong to worry? You know, I think it's a fascinating text. You know, there's something to that. The wide receiver position is still fundamentally unproven. And we don't think of it that way because we think the talent is there and that this group is going to be better than the last one. And I believe that. But I think that's a fair point. Texter, give me your name because first of all, you ask about the middle of the field is vital because I think it's imperative to the quarterback discussion, to the offensive discussion. That's a question I would have asked. And so I think you're onto something there with the use of the middle of the field. And then the issue of wide receiver being a question mark, you know, it's hard to imagine with so many blue chip and five-star guys, but fundamentally, most of them are relatively unproven. Even T. Higgins had, 300 yards receiving last year. So that's fair. It's especially fair in light of the fact you lose Renfro and Deion Kane. And you know what? I've not really heard anybody bring that up. Nobody. Before the texter who just wrote me that question. Where is that? Find me that text, Ramona, because it seemingly has disappeared on me now. But I think it's a fascinating text. I think it's well done, Texter. Yeah, I think you're spot on. That was from Tickle Tiger. That's a good job, Tickle Tiger. There's an assumption.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it again.
It says, Tickle Tiger, I was glad to hear Elliot talk about it moved. Hold on.
You know, that's a problem with the health care text line. They're so healthy, they're always running around.
Okay. It says, I was glad to hear Elliot talk about stretching the field, but I'm curious who will be over a middle threat. My weakness of the team is receiving. While talented, no one proven. Am I wrong to wonder?
Again, I think it's a brilliant text. I really do. It's well done, Tickle Tiger. Excellent. Because it's not an area that anyone has really brought up as a potential weakness, but it's fair. It's not like there's a ton of proven commodities at wide receiver. There's a ton of talent. Duke and Kentucky had a ton of basketball talent. None of it proved to be worthwhile in terms of winning in college. And so I have certain expectations, and my expectations are that guys like T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers are going to be upgrades over some of the guys we just saw, but it's still yet to be proven. Texas says Hunter Renfro is still there. Of course he is. But Hunter Renfro is a guy who plays off of the ability of big-time players and gets the most out of his ability. So that's fair. I think that's fair. I think it's a really fascinating point. And I want to get to a couple other things from Coach Elliott in mere moments. But first, let me get to the Northland Communication phone lines and get to Looper and Tar Heel Chad. Looper and then Tar Heel Chad right now. Looper, how are you?
Fine. Well, the French with their legs, people would say racist, but, you know, when you got legs, you can outrun shuffle feet. So that wasn't much of a game, the French against the Belgians. You know, Belgians, they out there running with them shuffle feet. It's hard to catch up.
Soccer's over, Looper. Soccer's over. We've moved on. We're talking football.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Well, I like watching it. My team didn't make it. Brazil got kind of knocked out, but yeah. French still had the legs, and they ran by the shuffle feet.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about people worrying about here, what we got down here, you know, down here, receivers. I ain't worried about that. You know, we got TJ Chase, another one that's lingering, a little diamond in the rough, and the two coming in, and then when they talk worrying about the line, then you got Blake, Matt, Norm. Redshirt freshman, you know, is probably going to get some time. Quit worrying. Dabo got the train running, and it ain't like these other 123 schools that's floating out there trying to run them, find out who the coaches are, and half of them won't be there. And we got the man that's going to be there. Lord Dabo, general and master of the universe. And I see my Brownell picked up two good men, and take it off there.
Thank you, Looper. Lord Dabo, master and what of the universe? Master of the universe. And Brownell picked up a couple good men. He did. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you?
Well, what's up, man?
Hold on, Chad.
Hello?
I never said Renfro and Kane were gone. I said Kane and Ray Ray. I never said Renfro was gone. Never. Sorry. Go on, Chad. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was proud of my coach today. I mean, the only time all year, I think he was right at this deal. But, man, you're talking about dead man walking. I feel it was like what's going on in politics now. I mean, I just felt like this was his last straw. So he might as well go out with a bang kickoff deal up in Greensboro. I don't know. Who would you hire?
Chad, do you have me on Bluetooth?
No, huh?
Okay. Go ahead, I'm Fedora.
So tell me about where would you go? I know you've heard or you mentioned defense a lot. So are you thinking they need to go the direction of defense? Or offense coordinator with a hell of a defense coordinator? Or young? Which direction?
You mean if North Carolina fires Fedora at the end of the season?
Oh, yeah, well, it's happening. You know it now. Yeah, it's happening. Well, so it's just a matter of when.
The history of most teams is that when they move from one fail, they flip sides. So, you know, since Fedora is an offensive guy, you would think that that he flipped to, that they would flip to a defensive side.
So, do you have any idea, any suggestions that you would consider under the circumstances?
Yeah, I'd go get Brent Venables.
No, yeah, good luck with that.
No, you know, look, I'm not sure what you'll do. I don't know what you're looking to do. You know, Seth Luttrell, who's at North Texas, who has done a nice job there, was a former OC at North Carolina, and I think he's going to have a really big year this year with quarterback Mason Fine and company. So he's a guy who may get a little play, but I don't know.
So you don't think anybody of any name, you probably should go young, up-and-coming type thing?
You know, you mean like a Kiffin?
No. Oh, no. I'm just saying I would prefer to go young and a climber, whatever that looks like. If it's a head coach or a coordinator at a Power 5, that type thing. But I don't know. Just asking.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Chad, because first of all, it's such a big, wide open coaching world. I don't know how much money North Carolina is willing to spend. I don't know, you know, how far you're willing to go. Do you perceive yourself to be more of a big time program? If you do, are you willing to go pay somebody to turn you into that? You know, once upon a time, you had Mack Brown, who enjoyed a lot of success, didn't close the deal, but enjoyed a lot of success at North Carolina.
Right.
You know, Texas's Bud Foster, question mark. You know, I don't know. I've given up on Bud Foster. I just don't think he's ever going to leave leave his parents' house. I just don't.
Last question. Do you think this, I don't know what the media is going to pick, but do you think this is the year that Georgia Tech comes up and possibly is the leader in the Coastal Division, and I'll take it off there.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. I think so. I mean, you know, again, they've won the Coastal three or four times, and really it's been Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech that have dominated the last decade out of the Coastal. But I think that Georgia Tech is a really good chance. I think it's Georgia Tech or Miami. Apparently I did say Renfro. I got... but everybody said, you know, but we knew what you meant. Yeah, I mean, look, you speak 4 hours a day. You'll have an occasional slip of the tongue. Yeah, if you don't know Renfro's on the roster, I can't help you. I mean, so there's that. Again, we had already talked about Renfro being a part of the receiving situation for this year. So, but I thought I said Kane and Ray Ray, but maybe I did say Kane and Renfro. In any case, you know, the point being that you do lose two experienced guys, and you are replacing them with less experienced guys. I think more talented guys. So there's that. But I think when you look at what Clemson has coming back at receiver, again, the talent level is pretty incredible, but you have to prove it. And so I think it was a fair text. I think it was an interesting point. I have a lot more I want to get to in regard to that. Let me get Derek in here quick. Okay, now I guess I don't have time for you, Derek. Hold on, Derek. Don't go anywhere, and we'll get to you as soon as we come back. You know, I want to explore a couple other things that Tony Elliott said when we return, including a little bit of discussion about the tight end position. I also want to bring up something that I think is important, and it relates to the text that we had a couple minutes ago. Because one thing that I heard Brandon Streeter say was he talked about the notion of the quarterback being a game manager. And frequently there's a negative connotation around that, but we'll explore all of it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.